Well, hello out there, and welcome to the local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, my two guests today, did you bring any coffee today? That's what I want to know.
It's in the truck.
I have with me Carolyn Brynelson and Cameron Mank.
Hello.
Did I get those right?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. And they're with the Germania Brew House, which we got. You got Germania Brew Houses. Kind of, there's quite a few of them out there. Mm-hmm. We got one here in Jerseyville, which came about in 2022. Yeah. And then originally one started up in Alton.
Yeah, we started in 2017 in Alton. And then we opened one in Godfrey in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. And then in 2022, we were actually within 2 months opened in East Alton and Jerseyville.
See, now, how did you come up with the name Germania Brew House?
Yeah, so our original location, for anyone that's been to the Alton location, it's in the old Germania Bank. And so it's inscribed in like stone on top of the building. So rather than cover it up, we wanted to kind of lean into it. But I was also living in Germany when I met my husband. So we kind of saw that as we should name it that. It really fits our relationship too.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Carolyn. You're married.
Yeah. I grew up in Troy, Illinois, just a bit south of here. I'm an Air Force brat, so my dad retired out of Scott. I went to the Air Force Academy and just completed several years in the Air Force. And so this has been more of a side hustle or a nighttime, work that I would be working on Germania stuff. But we really started it as a labor of love, and it's really blossomed, as you can tell, with four locations into something that we really try to connect with the community. And we've just been really happy with how it's turned out.
And now, am I right in saying this is kind of a family business? I mean, you got several stores and family members working on it.
Yeah, so the owners are myself. I'm married to Jared. And then Jared's brother, he's got four brothers, but the youngest of them is Ben, and he's our general manager. So he's, poured blood, sweat, and tears into this company, and he's been the guy on the ground making everything happen from day one while Jared and I are stationed across the globe. So, it's definitely a family affair, and we have ties with other businesses in the area. The Brynildsen family is very entrepreneurial.
So. I see. Now, do you have any children?
Yep. I have two little boys that keep me really busy.
You are busy. Two little boys. How old are they?
They're about to be 4 and 6. So
what are their names?
Very rambunctious. Ezekiel's my older and Ezra is my younger.
So. Okay. Cameron.
Yes,
Cameron, so you are a manager of the Jerseyville store?
Yes, sir, and the Godfrey location
Georgia
as
Godfrey.
Well.
Okay. And where are you from? You from the area or where are you from?
Originally from Collinsville, but I moved to the area about 5 years ago. My wife and I live out in Dow. We just love the area because of the awesome community and also just the space that it's allowed us.
Do you have any children?
Yes, sir. I have a son named Carter and a daughter on the way.
Ah, lucky you.
Yes, very excited.
All right. So, Carolyn, how did you guys evolve into the coffee business? How'd that happen?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, Jared and I, we were both military. He still is. And we've traveled all over the globe, lived internationally and overseas. And we always try to find the local coffee shop rather than a chain. And it was just kind of how we spent our Saturday mornings as a family whenever we did have kids. And so whenever we came home to visit our extended families in the Alton and Troy areas, we really felt like
you were looking for that coffee shop and couldn't find one.
We couldn't find it. So we're like, well, we can bring it to Alton. And so You know, obviously we've tried to scope out the communities that really don't have that peace and be that kind of community living room that my husband and Cameron always love to throw around, where, you know, you come and you get to talk and connect as a community rather than always staring at your phone or the TV. So,
Cameron, how about your past as far as occupation? What have you done?
Quite a few different things. I did car sales before this, and that wasn't as rewarding. So I met Ben in 2017, and then I saw the position open up a little over 3 years ago now, and it just seemed like a good fit for me and my family.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Germania Brew House a little bit. Tell us about what you guys offer, what your specialties are, et cetera.
Well, we focus on, our main drink is going to be a GBH. So that is a white mocha and caramel drizzle.
What's a GBH?
It's going to be a latte. So it's we can do it hot, iced, or frozen. Pretty much any of our drinks we can serve hot, iced, or frozen. Okay. We have a standard menu and then a rotating menu that changes out about every 4 months, with different seasonal options. We have a menu team that works extensively on creating those drinks, and just try to provide different flavors, some of the standard flavors, and just continuing to improve on our craft every menu.
Well, that's nice, especially the fact that if you change the menu, you're changing it for all four stores, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, and you have a team that kind of works on that?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We've had the same team now for about a year, so we've really got to know each other and really just try to hone in on those things. We try new flavors. Sometimes they don't work, so we'll just do something new. But it's been a lot of fun. We work with high-end ingredients, and we have a chef that really just keeps us all in track and making sure that we are putting out the best product quality for our customers.
Now, do you have the same menu for all four stores?
Yes. Two of them don't have box lunches, but Jerseyville and Alton do. And then the rest of the menu is the same.
Tell me about the box lunch. Tell me about that. What's a box? What has that box lunch?
So we have a Caesar option, like a Caesar chicken, or there's a Turkey Club.
Turkey Club. It's my favorite.
Yeah. And it comes with chips, a piece of fruit, like an apple or a banana, and a chocolate chip cookie. I actually have one in my car that's half eaten. So,
I would think the high school kids or people on the run, that'd be a great, great little lunch to pick up.
Absolutely.
It's quick and fast.
Yep.
Yes, our Friday mornings with the late start with Jerseyville High School have been increasing week to week, so it's really awesome to provide that to the kids and give them something to leave to school with.
Yeah, and our commercial kitchen actually is at Jerseyville. So all of these menu meetings that he's talking about, developing these house-made syrups and food and ingredients, it's all happening at the Jerseyville location.
What do you sell on that box lunch for?
I think it is $10.95.
Okay, all right, that's good. Now, tell me a little bit about the atmosphere for those people that haven't been to Germania and they really don't know what to expect. Tell us what your market is and what you're looking forward to do at the store.
We have a wide open space. It's going to be one of our biggest locations out of the four. We have ample seating for people to come in to set up as groups. We don't mind if you move tables and you want to have a business meeting, or if you just want to come in and catch up with a family member you haven't seen in a while. We have multiple couches and nice lounge chairs for you to be able to, and we have high chairs for kids and things like that. So it's a good spot for moms to come in and, you know, dads to bring their kids in and meet with their friends and be able to relax and just enjoy themselves. We have some nice walls on the side too. We just took some photos for, you know, high school students were coming in to take photos and stuff. It's a really nice atmosphere for pretty much everybody to come in and just relax and have a good time and enjoy a good cup.
Do you find people coming in, bringing their laptops and having a coffee and getting a snack? And
yeah, we'll have people in there for 6 hours out of the day. They'll be there longer than people on the shift sometimes, but they're buying coffee.
So it's like another office for some people, huh?
Absolutely.
I work virtually, so I'm also guilty of being one of those people where I just come and crash in the Jerseyville lobby.
Yeah, sounds good. And it's nice to have, especially in our small town.
Absolutely.
Now, some of the features that you have a drive up.
We have a drive-through, yes. Free Wi-Fi for anybody who comes on in. We also have an event space that we'll talk about. And it's just, yeah, we have a lot of amenities in there. We have a fireplace that's going whole winter time, so it's a cozy environment.
Yeah. You mentioned something, Carolyn, before the interview about an app that you started. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so you can order either online through our website, but even the easier is to order on your cell phone. So we have a Germania Brewhouse app from, you know, the App Store that you can just download. You select which store you want to order from, and it'll be ready by the time you drive to get it. So if there's, you know, normally a long line in the drive-through that you don't have time to wait in, just think about, you know, ordering from home and then driving over. By the time you get there, it'll be ready.
If you're just joining us, I have Carolyn and Cameron, both the operators of Germania Brewhouse in Jerseyville. Now, one thing I know you have, it's really nice. Tell us about that event space that you have. I can see that being great.
Yeah. So we're currently booking corporate events or any kind of, you know, holiday type of events. December has a lot of availability right now. So if you're looking to plan something, you know, December onward, those dates are booking quickly, and we have actually a tab on our germaniabrewhouse.com website where you can just click events and you can fill out your information and get in touch with us. Whether it's an inquiry or you know you want to book with us, we can also schedule a walkthrough with Cameron. Will be the one that would do that. And so we're really excited to kind of take on that event space. It's been under a different company that we subleased to before, but now it's coming under our Germania umbrella, so we can incorporate some of the food offerings, the coffee offerings, and we've got a liquor license for that space as well. So anything from, you know, big weddings up to about 135 people down
really?
To smaller, you know,
retirements. 135 in that event space.
Oh, yeah. It's just as big. The coffee side lobby is just as big on the other side of the doors.
Wow.
To fit that many
okay.
people.
And so. You can do the whole ball of wax. So you yep. could do weddings, retirement parties. Mm-hmm. What else could you do? Graduation parties?
Graduation parties, bridal showers, birthdays. And then we're looking in the future to do fun events where we bring in vendors to do let them show their wares and have a space for them to come in, stay out of the elements. And it's also a beautiful environment for them to really show off. We've got great lighting in there. It's a quite fun space.
Now, can people sit outside as well? Do you have some dining outside?
On our front pad, we can bring chairs out if we want. Also next to us is the park, and they have seating over there with umbrellas and the such, so you can go out there and enjoy it. It's really beautiful in the summertime.
Whatever you want, walk outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do a lot of really adorable decorations that are seasonal. I know once I was in town and there was like a knitting explosion where they put knitted things all over. And then right now there's a collection of scarecrow type fall items that are decorating it. So it's really charming to see how it rotates.
Now, I know we talked a little bit before the interview, and you have some community-minded things that you want to get going or involved in. So can you tell us about those?
Yes. So we are looking to partner with some nonprofit or charitable organizations to do either Roundup campaigns, which if you're unfamiliar, a Roundup campaign is like if your bill is $5.95, you could round it up to the nearest dollar. So it'd be 5 cents goes to that or the nearest $2 and you contribute all in the same transaction that you're having with us. And then we cut a check after, say, a month or 2 or 3 months to that charitable organization that your combined contributions are really impactful. So
that's nice.
They do those. Actually, I've seen them even at like Lowe's now and stuff. So they're becoming more and more of a thing. And then we're also looking to hold some volunteer type events where we ask, you know, we coordinate the event itself and our staff will be present, but we'd also invite community members to volunteer, whether it's a street cleanup or for building beds for a charitable organization or you know, what have you. Really, it's we don't have anything locked in right now.
You would build the beds right there?
I know there's a community organization in Alton where they build beds for children that don't have them. So we've partnered with them before.
Okay. Now, do I remember last year you doing something with some crocheting?
That was actually the Jersey County Arts Council. They actually
tell me about that.
That was a lot of fun. So they would come in every Sunday for a couple hours and just use our space. They would bring people in. So they come in, have coffee, have a nice place to sit down. And then they created all of that yarn work for the park that was next to us. It was a lot of fun to see that many people inside of our lobby just having a good time. People would come in every Sunday and just sit down, basically get handed something to the right of them, and just there was people learning how to crochet in there who had never done it before and then found a new passion through doing it.
Okay. How about you? You do some crocheting?
I actually crocheted my son a blanket before he was born. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know, you guys have gift cards, of course.
Yes, sir. We have digital and physical gift cards.
Okay. And what are your hours?
Our hours are going to be 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 6 to 6 Saturday and Sunday.
Do you have any special discounts for certain people?
Absolutely. We have a heroes discount. That's going to go to your first responders, your doctors, your nurses. We give it teachers discount. Those are the ones that we give. And then military. Sorry, I included that in the hero discount. I should have said that, but yes.
So, yeah, covering all the bases. That's nice. Yes.
Basically, we want to give back to the people who keep our community moving.
Great. Now, is there anything else we need to add to this interview? Am I forgetting anything? Are you forgetting anything?
So the only thing we haven't spoken to about is we just started selling like 4-packs canned cold brew. That's actually brewed by one of our owners, Ben Brynildsen, and it's a cinnamon and maple infused cold brew. You can drink it cold. It's brewed cold, but I've had it hot with like cream or something, and it tastes amazing. Cold brew normally lacks some of the acidity you have when you do either a drip coffee or an espresso, so it's a lot smoother and slightly higher caffeine content, which I appreciate.
Ah, yes, but no alcohol content.
No alcohol content.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Cameron?
No, sir. I just wanted to thank you for the time and give us an opportunity to talk about our location. We truly love the community, and it's great to get to talk to them.
All right. So, well, Carolyn, anything?
Just thank you to everyone that supported us so far. We love seeing your faces return.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.